brittle during a storm, Amy. Like, I'll use this as an example. The residents in Ballinacool, you know, obviously I got a phone call to go out and I went out and the trees was falling down in danger condition. And I have to thank the residents out there who took action and cut these trees down. But I mean, some of the trees, even in that estate at the moment, they should be cut down now. Along the main roads, I see it steady. The farmland owners should be notified that trees is danger considered, or they should be notified that they need to inspect these trees. And if they need to come down, take them down now. It's too late whenever there's an accident happens afterwards.
And unfortunately, we have seen the effects of dangerous trees on roads, and yeah. I suppose we don't want that repeated.
Definitely not. You know what I mean? We have to look at that young fellow who lost his life in Lufford there on the previous storm. You know, these things need to be put in place now, that they're cut down, that this doesn't happen. You know, a lot of dangerous trees along our roads. We see them every day rotten, and they're still there. There's trees hanging over electric wires that needs to be removed as well.